It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. As we do each week, we begin by thanking all the great listeners for consistently keeping us in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen. Thank you. That's a great honor, and we appreciate your confidence in the material that we present week after week. This show, Mind Your Business, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, leadership, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, some additional thank yous here. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. And to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a very important support role. Srilly, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Alex, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, want to give a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. The most recent Take 5 column featured the interview we had with the CEO of Evernote. That was very insightful, and readers of Mishpacha get it with their subscription. Otherwise, you can get it on the newsstand. And we have another one coming up very soon. Actually, it may even have appeared by the time you hear this, and that is the interview with Shep Hyken, the world-renowned expert on customer service. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust YouTube channel. This episode will be a special episode that will be up on the YouTube channel. And the easiest way to access all the material that appeared and that was broadcast on this show is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. You can pick up the interview we had with the CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Chris McCann, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. What about the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Adrian Boise, or John Scully, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi? And the list goes on. Jason Robinson, he's the director of marketing at UPS. He talked about delivering with drones, and it was covered in a recent edition of the Wall Street Journal. They're about to deliver with drones. He spoke about it here on this show, Mind Your Business. So you can access it all by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we go to tonight's special guest, Ari Sukir. Ari is the chief operating officer at Alitra Health. We're going to be talking quite a bit about good health, and that's why we encourage everyone to tune in. Tell your friends to tune in. And by the way, just in case you're not able to listen to the entire show this evening, it will be up by Tuesday morning on the archives. Go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and you'll be able to hear the entire interview. But we certainly hope you'll join us. Ari is, again, the COO of Alitra Health. Alitra Health provides personalized, comprehensive medical care in a luxury spa-like setting for C-level executives where time is so precious, but yet at the same time, their health is even more precious, certainly hope so. It's a fantastic opportunity to get yourself checked out in a five-star setting with white glove service. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss identifying your most valuable asset, and of course, that's your health, and the toll an intense work schedule takes on your body and how you could deal with it in order to live a longer and healthier life. And why it's so important to provide the complete experience for your client like Alitra does. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Ari Sukir. Ari, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, Ari, you're running a very high-end operation. I drank the Kool-Aid. I was there. I've seen what it's about. Perhaps you could even, in a nutshell, and then, of course, we'll start going through the specifics. What is Alitra Health?
Sure, absolutely. So I think a lot of people are familiar with the concept called executive physical exams. It's a very comprehensive version of an annual physical exam. A lot of companies offered this type of offering where we basically take a lot of different doctor appointment steps that you'd normally take when going through an annual exam. We bundle it at a single location at a high-end experience, high-touch, top medical team. That's a common term. People know it. We took that concept, the executive medical concept, and we created something even more robust, even higher level. We make the annual physical exam much more comprehensive than you can ever get if you went through the process with your typical primary care physician, annual doctor. We make it much more efficient. We combine 6-7 steps, what you normally would have to do in multiple appointments at multiple locations. We do it all on-site at our facility. We also make the process high-end, white glove. Every one of our staff, the entire experience is extremely, extremely high-end. All the results are available same day. That's an issue that a lot of people have with medicine today. So it's a 6-hour process. By the time you're done, you basically accomplish what you'd have to do in 4 or 5 different appointments. And it's a phenomenal service for people that want to be proactive and want to do it in a very efficient way.
Now, so just obviously you gave it over in a nutshell. Obviously, the entire experience is very intensive, but yet at the same time not overwhelming. I think it may sound like a contradiction, but it's not. I'll just tell you about my experience. I showed up approximately 8:30 in the morning. They have different slots. I showed up around 8:30, and I actually left. It was close to 4 in the afternoon. It was intensive, but I wasn't overwhelmed. I every step of the way, from every single person I interacted with, the doctor I happened to interact with was Dr. Avram Nemitz. It's rare to find someone with such deep wealth of knowledge and life experience. And then there was a nutritionist, and then there was an exercise person, and then there was so many different facets to the day. So, who is the dream type of client? Who is someone out there, Ari, if I may ask, who would really benefit most from Alitra Health?
Yes, yeah, so we have a couple different buckets that we sell to, and I think our clientele. We've got two primary people that we sell to is the corporate executive through corporate. So there are many, many companies that will offer this level and this type of benefit to their senior executives. These mm-hmm. people are very busy. These people don't take the time to take care of themselves. They just don't have the time to make the number of appointments that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Even if they go to their primary care physician, they don't necessarily follow up in the way they're supposed to with the specialist.
So that's a great point, and I'm sorry to interrupt
sure.
you. So even if someone has their regular primary care physician, what benefit do they have by also
sure.
reaching out to Alitra?
So we say this and we're transparent. We do not want to, and we are not replacing primary care. Majority of our patients, or a good percentage, have primary care physicians. Today, in today's world, people view primary care physicians differently, I think, than they have in the past. Mm-hmm. It's more of someone that you can rely on for episodic care. If my throat is hurting, I'm not feeling well, I have a headache. But the experience for an annual exam today in today's insurance world and what reimbursement looks like, the doctors are incentivized to see people they can't see people for more than 5 to 7 minutes
right.
for basic blood work. So a lot of people, they have a PCP, they have a primary care relationship, but they're not walking out from an annual exam, or they're not going because they don't feel they're going to really get that in-depth exam. So just back to your question with
that's
clientele.
The corporate side.
So that's the corporate side, and we sell to a lot of individuals. This is a non-insurance product, so it's not a cheap product. So the clientele is a demographic with disposable income. Mm-hmm. They can afford it. This is a $5,000 plus exam. We'll talk about why plus. We try to offer as many electives and add-ons as possible to make things convenient above and beyond what the exam itself includes. We'll get into that list in a bit. But there are many individuals that they either don't have a resource to get it done, they're not comfortable, not confident that they can get the information they want out of their primary care, or they have a primary care and they want to do it better, they want to do more. And then we have many people that they have great relationship with doctors who they love, but they know they have issues already. They know they have cardiac issues. They know they have a dermatology issue. They know they need radiology. And they know that if they come to us, we're going to do all those steps for them at one stop. And just back to the primary care point, we send the reports and we create very customized, in-depth, detailed reports. We send it to our patients' doctors. And as part of the intake, we'll ask for any doctor that they wanted to go to, and we will send them the full detail and be available to speak to those doctors if there are questions.
My guest this evening, Ari Sukir, the Chief Operating Officer at Elytra Health. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Before we get back to our guest, Ari Sukir of Elytra Health, I want to remind the listeners. Actually, I didn't mention it yet, so it's not to remind. This is the first time you're hearing it tonight. Our giveaway this week is Shep Hyken's brand new book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of Be Amazing or Go Home. Well, now we get to our guest, Ari Sukir. Ari, I have to figure out which angle I go from over here because this is very powerful stuff. Listen, at the end of the day, an executive is busy. And his eye is on trying to figure out his financial picture and how to scale it and grow it. And we spend so much time on working in whatever it is, the business. But at the end of the day, life, health, right? It's got to come first. We all know it intrinsically, but how many people really, think about that? And how would you answer someone and say, Ari, I know I really should get this done, but I never really have the time for it. I'm sure you get that question all the time.
I think we get a lot of people that say that I want to do something for my health. I think they're aware of it. I think they know it. I think it's just a hard process. Where do I start? I don't think the experience with my primary care physician is going to give me what I need. It's not comprehensive. Right. Or I don't have a primary care physician. How do I even start the process? I think that's really where we come into play. Our goal is, in our world, we try to make this very, very efficient, simple and easy. We have so many people before they come. You know, I don't like doctor's offices. You know, there's so much testing.
And I did not feel like I was in a doctor's office.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. We make sure about that just from the facility
it's
standpoint.
Like a hotel experience.
From the staff standpoint. So it's people want to do something. It's just they don't know where to start. You know, you have consultants and you outsource so much of your life. Where do I start? That's what we try to do. We try to give everything they can possibly need, you know, in the single setting, in the single environment, high touch, white glove, before you even come in. You know, there's a concierge assigned to you. People have, you know, some people are simple, straightforward. They know what they're getting. Some people mm-hmm. have, you know, questions and questions and questions. So from before you come in until you're here, even after you leave, we don't stop with the exam. Anyone that needs any follow-up care, specialty follow-up, someone's got a cardiac issue that we identify, you know, we'll handhold the process up to making the appointment itself.
If I could jump in on that, thank God healthy, you know, thank God. But I got an email around a week after I was there from Dr. Nemitz, and I was like surprised, like almost like he has nothing to do. I mean, this guy is very busy. Email that was written personally to me. I responded by saying, you know, I first of all, I'm touched that you're thinking of me, that you reached out. And I said, I actually don't have any questions. I'm still taking it all in. I'm trying to, you know, work on my specific diet that was given to me by the nutritionist at Elytra, and I'm working my way through it. But I said, I added, you know what? You made me feel comfortable that if I do have a question, I could reach out to Dr. Nemitz. Yeah, everyone received, I mean, I almost felt like I was the only customer.
Everyone gets that email. We've got different ranges of follow-up that come up. A lot of people are healthy, and there's just a couple of pointers that we want to work on, and we watch that over time. For some people, there are some real follow-up. Some people, mm-hmm. some real significant follow-ups. We want to make sure we are there for whatever it is. You know, some people already saw the next step, the next specialist doctor, and, you know, the experience is so different. They're lost. What did it mean? I didn't get my results. So, you know, we're there to talk them through it, to be available any step of the way. But, yeah, we reach out to every single person after the fact. You'll probably get another outreach from a nurse at some point. You know, we try to make it simple, easy, and make it's overwhelming. It absolutely is overwhelming. Anyone you speak to that deals with doctors, appointments,
right.
new doctors, specialists,
right.
it's a lot. It's a lot.
Now, if I may, to just go to a business question, now that we're discussing it and that I was there and I experienced it, it's like it's such a no-brainer that it's so needed by so many executives and it's such a smart idea. When did the concept come to your mind or the people that you're involved with to open such a facility? And by the way, the facility is located, probably many people are wondering, in downtown Manhattan. It's basically a 3-minute walk from the Freedom Tower right there, that central hub. Of course, they have a parking facility that that you're covered if you come there. I came with Mass Transit. It was so convenient. That get me some extra exercise, so I look better for the doctor. Yay. but they're centrally located, really, from anywhere in the tri-state area. And certainly Mass Transit is a great way to get there. But my question is a business one. When did you realize this
sure.
idea on how to help executives, actually?
So my background, I've been chief operating officer at a company called Affiliated Physicians, and I still am. So
okay.
Elytra is really, it's not a spin-off sister company of Affiliated Physicians. Affiliated Physicians provided and still provides corporate health services, a range of services to corporations that need medical services and they just can't do it themselves. We've got different business lines within that. We offer on-site flu vaccinations. We do over 200,000 flu shots a year on-site at companies. We do biometric 200,000. We do biometric screening programs where we'll go on-site. We'll do like a basic finger stick, cholesterol lipid panel, glucose panel. So there's a lot that we do with corporate. In addition to that, we've always had a business line through Affiliated. And we had a facility in Midtown Manhattan that provided executive medical exams. Now, this was a much lower tier, less robust executive medical exam program. What it offered was extended time with the doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know, 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We did bundle some services to make it convenient. We had x-ray mammography and stress tests. And we provided a custom report, you know, 2 weeks after the fact. But a lot of our patients wanted more. And we were sending a lot of patients for follow-up, dermatology, cardiology, a ton of radiology. So as those requests came up, We definitely got the sense that there was a real, real demand for that service from an individual level and the corporate level as well. We're trying to make it efficient, and it was a great experience for people, but to truly be efficient, can you do it all in a single day?
Right.
Get me the results the same day. So that's really how it started. And in 2015 or so is when we really made the decision that we're going to go forward with the idea. We started building the model and what the program itself is going to look like. We ended up working on space. We actually did something in conjunction with Mount Sinai on this. So we have an alliance with Mount Sinai. It's not a partnership, but we did this in some joint way. We have 15,000 square feet in downtown Manhattan of brand new space right next door and shared space. Mount Sinai has a bunch of specialists there as well, which we utilize actually day of for people if there's if there's a real need. So we started speccing space in 2015. The build out and all that took a long time, and we launched about a year ago.
I mean, because it's gorgeous.
It's
you walk in there.
And we don't do it justice. Our website's beautiful. We've got virtual tours. It's beautiful, and everyone that I speak to beforehand and I give the collateral, like, wow, it's gorgeous. And when they come, I still didn't expect this, because you still associate something sterile, even if it looked pretty, something sterile about medical space, and it's nothing like that at all. Our exam rooms are, it's not an exam room, it's a sit down.
It's a coffee couch room. Setting, yeah.
Because it's about the conversation and the relationship with the doctor. We've got exam tables too, of course, but every detail was thought through. And from a different take from that, we brought in people that don't typically even do medical space. We brought the medical experts for the medical component, but for the design, we took someone totally outside of medical.
It appeared to me that way, because it was a hotel-like setting, but yet all the personnel, everything was very medical. Even, I remember going through one of the pieces of equipment, which was, it was like a $200,000 piece of equipment. I said, yeah, this is only like a year old. And I was like, and of course that was medical, but at the same time the room didn't feel like it was one of these old, medical facilities. Are like, wear the knives.
That was our mandate with the designer. We really, really we want, and the feedback is exactly that. It didn't feel like medical. I hate doctor offices. I love this.
Right.
That was our goal. That was our goal.
For people to find out more information and to get in touch, what would be the best way?
I think our website is a great place to start. There's a lot of information here. There's a lot more than we're going to cover, even in the show, in terms of what we do. Mm-hmm. ElitraHealth.com. That's Elitra, ElitraA, health.com. We've got, live chat people available 24/7. We've got an 800 number there as well. But just to get the basic information to see it, the website does a very good job in explaining exactly what you get with the exam.
My guest this evening is none other than Ari Sukier of Elitra Health. Before we take a commercial break, just want to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home. Text over MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the brand new book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home. Good luck. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Harold Sulkley, your friendly CPA. If you haven't done your past individual or business taxes, give me a call. 1-888-CPA-4066. I have 35 years of tax experience and have helped a lot of people with their federal and state tax problems. I am local, do all the work myself, have very reasonable fees, and you don't have to deal with anyone through telephone or computer in another state. Be aware that if you owe more than $10,000 to New York State and you don't make a deal with them, you can lose your driver's license. Since January 1st, if you owe the IRS a certain amount of money and you don't deal with them, you may lose your passport. So if you are thinking of starting a business and need an accountant, or you're not getting the service from your present person, call me and you will have pleasure or nachas or shashtya or guyo. So call me at 1-888-CPA-4066, 1-888-CPA-4066. I thank you.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. free. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Ari Sukir, the Chief Operating Officer at Alitra Health. Alitra Health is a medical facility I don't want to just say for anyone that cares about their life, because everyone certainly cares, but it's a upscale facility, certainly frequented by many executives and people in the C-suite. They're certainly, that is their sweet spot, because they don't really have much time, but yet they definitely need that dashboard to know where they're holding in life in terms of their health. And in fact, with that question, I actually want to open with this, and that is, what are some of the health-related challenges that specifically C-level executives face? And I imagine, they put in, 80-hour weeks, 100-hour weeks. You've probably seen it all. Let's talk about executives in the C-suite and the necessity to take care of their health.
So one of the things that's great about the process is, and we didn't even walk through yet the process, we'll get there.
Okay.
People spend 2 to 2.5 hours with our doctors. When they come in, we try to get the stuff out of the way that mandates the fasting so they can eat. Mm-hmm. But then the first step is an hour conversation and physical exam with the doctor. Now, your typical physical exam with the doctor is focusing on physical, right? Primarily, a quick physical, and then that's it. Over here, it's a conversation about life. And people come in with lists of conversation topics, questions that they would never probably bring up, and
right.
We see fascinating.
And they never have the time to ring up with a regular doctor.
Correct. They won't give you the time,
Right.
Stress and anxiety is huge. It's amazing. You have a high profile, just impressive person, and he comes in and there's a conversation with a doctor about, just the levels of stress they have to deal with. No sleep, anxiety, nutrition, exercise comes up. That's outside of the regular medical type stuff that's going to come up. And there's many, many medical, I don't want to get into the clinical stuff as much, but outside of that, there's a lot that these people deal with, and they don't have a venue to have a conversation with it. So a lot of our job in many of these cases is just peace of mind. This is an issue, this isn't an issue. And just that alone for them is phenomenal. But in cases where there are real issues, if someone's really dealing with, overwhelming stress, they're not handling it appropriately, then we provide the resources after the fact to do some follow-up. But we see a range of issues, and it's really every time we go through a process, and we do like weekly meetings with our team, and the doctors are amazed, and they've seen a lot. Dr. Nemitz, who you saw, he's seen tens of thousands of patients over the year in the old affiliated physicians model.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was seeing 2,000 patients a year. And, in this model, we're seeing much more. We get to delve into it with them. Very interesting.
So how do these challenges really, play out, especially if someone doesn't really deal
sure.
with the real issues that they're facing?
There's no doubt. There's an efficiency. There's definitely an efficiency impact for these people. Either they're working longer hours to accomplish because they're not, they're just not managing their time well. A lot of feedback we get after the fact of and the notes and the back and forth and the correspondence with the team is that they just feel like they're in a better place. They're being more efficient. They're taking care of the things they have to. And it's that peace of mind. I think efficiency is the biggest thing. Efficiency and performance, it definitely plays a role.
Now, let's talk about the Alitra experience. Again, I experienced it, but I just want to pose the question to you. Yeah, what can someone expect on a visit? And, how tailored is each checkup?
Sure. So the experience itself is, and we call it the Alitra exam. The exam itself is anywhere from 5 to 7 hours. very, very, the base exam, base is like, is a bad, doesn't do it justice, but the exam itself is very, very comprehensive across the board for everyone. When people come in, they typically will sit down with a lead nurse to just to talk through their day, what mm-hmm. testing they're going to go through, expectations, get them changed and get them set up. First stop is always going to be blood work. We do the blood draw first. We need to do blood draw. A, they're fasting. B, the lab has to turn around that blood work very quickly because our doctors want to use it as part of the exam. We then do radiology, a suite of radiology. So X-ray is not typically done unless there's a real medical indication, but mammography for females. We do a DEXA scan, which is a bone density machine, which looks at bone density. And very importantly, it looks at the fat makeup, a good fat versus bad fat, where it's deposited. That drives a lot of the rest of the exam. We have a CT scanning machine, not necessarily medically indicated for everybody, but a phenomenal, phenomenal tool. We use it primarily for coronary calcium score, okay. which is heart imaging. It basically tells us what the amount of hardened plaque is. It's a whole new level of understanding what the true cardiac risk is. Typically, you're talking about blood work. Is my cholesterol high? Is it low? Mm-hmm. Do I have family history? This adds a whole new layer, and we'll talk about some fascinating case studies mm-hmm. that we've had just in the last 12 months with people that were seemingly healthy and some off-the-charts calcium scores. From there, we go to the doctor typically. And that's the family history review, medical history review, and the first go at the physical exam. Typically an hour. I said the exam is 5 to 7 hours. A lot of that's driven by how much time people end up with a doctor.
Right.
And we provide unlimited time with the doctor. Our doctors see two patients a day. Wow. That's all they see.
No pressure. I felt he had all the time in the world.
Exactly. And that's what we do. So that's about an hour. We have ultrasound at some point. So we do carotid ultrasound screen. It's a stroke screen. We have a nutritionist, dietitian on site. So there is a full evaluation and assessment on diet, exercise physiologist. We have... exercise physiologist does a full core strength assessment, agility assessment. We have cardiology on site, so we're going to do a stress test as well. Dermatology is included, and we're at about, right now we're after lunch already. You know, when all this is done and all packaged throughout the day, every single test that's done, the results are being brought to the doctor. They're reviewing it, and they're prepping for at the 5-6 hour mark when the patient comes back around, sits with the doctor after a nice lunch. We take care of breakfast and lunch. They're there the whole day. Sits down again to review all the results
page by page,
normal, abnormal, and with the actual recommendations for it all. So that's the core exam. Now, there are many instances where throughout the day we identify something that needs additional testing. So we do a lot of additional testing on site available that we can add day of. In the radiology world, we can do more. We can do full body scans if necessary. In the blood testing world, we can add certain blood tests. We do sleep apnea testing if it comes up as part of. So there's a lot that we do. We do genetic testing. Some people want that. Family history of breast cancer. We'll do the BRAC screening. So there's a lot that we add on and tailor as the day goes on. Almost everything that we tailor can be added during the day of the exam. So we get everyone's information prior and the team reviews it prior, but there's the opportunity during the day in real time as the doctor sees results, I want this test added, I want that test added, and we'll do it day of.
By the way, I how many people comment on your locker room?
Many.
You know what? You know, it's funny I'm bringing this up because we're talking about medical, we're talking about life and health. But right away, when I was whisked into that locker room, you know, folks, even to experience a locker room, I bet that set the tone.
You know, so every detail, like we call it a changing room. You know, locker room, but
I'm sorry,
right.
I referred to it as a locker room, but like,
you're right.
It's an insult to call a locker room. I'm sorry, but it was an experience. I'm like, what?
It's a spa concept. That's the idea. It really is a spa concept, but it's absolutely. And that's one of the first spots and stops. So it definitely gets people.
There's a lot of people that deserve a shout out, but let's jump to, if we could, your guy Alex there. He really deserves a shout out. Your exercise and fitness guy, you know, and he's driving me, you know. We got to get you a bench, and we got to let's talk about even that because he, what was, and by the way, hats off to him, really everyone, but how he said, listen, I want to understand how you will actually execute on this. As you know, I happen to love execution. I love, moving the idea forward, not just talking about concepts, but then making it happen. And he was wired around that. He said, listen, I want to understand, before you walk out of here, are you going to commit? How many days can you commit to? How much time can you commit to? I'm coming up with a program that will work for you. So I'm not going to tell you to run the New York City Marathon. I know you're not doing that. But let's talk about what will work for you. I mean, even having someone like that on the team, that's maybe you could talk about your exercise guy.
Sure. So, I mean, it's really the whole staff. And even before talking about the exercise, he's the lead exercise physiologist. We have others as well. They're all great.
Yeah.
A lot of clinical practices, they look for top clinicians, which is very important. We look for better than the top clinicians, but we also have to make sure that they're top in customer service, patient interaction.
Yes.
It's not easy. You know, it's a mandate that my operations people have. So it's Alex and team. Everyone really interacts very, very well with the patients. In terms of exercise itself, exercise is a tough one. And I think modifying health is tough in general. Our job with the exam itself, there are follow-up programs that we can do a lot more. Mm-hmm. Our job with the exam, I say sometimes, it's like a self-awareness checkpoint for people. It's you're not doing everything perfectly, but let's put it on paper. Let's really make yourself aware. Let's go through, let's measure you relative to yourself year over year. Let's measure you relative to your demographic, group. And we're not going to solve the world. We're not going to be able to write an exercise plan that you're definitely, but what can we take small steps to start that process, start the change that is reasonable, that there's a better chance of that change. So that's really what their goal is. It's where do you stand today, and let's incrementally make change. And just going through it, and again, just thinking about it, mindfulness about it itself. For a lot of people, it makes a difference, and just those first steps to change.
My guest this evening is none other than Ari Sukhir. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Alitra Health. Again, for more information about Alitra Health, what's the website?
The website, alitrahealth.com, Alitra, E-L-I-T-R-A, health.com.
And before we take our commercial break, just want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this evening is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. The book, this hardcover autographed copy, can be yours by sending a text over to 64600. Put in the letters MYB. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win it. Good luck. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Harold Sokol, your friendly CPA. If you haven't done your past individual or business taxes, give me a call. 1-888-CPA-4066. I have 35 years of tax experience and have helped a lot of people with their federal and state tax problems. I am local, do all the work myself, have very reasonable fees, and you don't have to deal with anyone through telephone or computer in another state. Be aware that if you owe more than $10,000 to New York State and you don't make a deal with them, you can lose your driver's license. Since January 1st, if you owe the IRS a certain amount of money and you don't deal with them, you may lose your passport. So if you are thinking of starting a business and need an accountant, or you're not getting the service from your present person, call me and you will have pleasure or nachas or shashtya or guyo. So call me at 1-888-CPA-4066, 1-888-CPA-4066. I thank you.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit alitrahealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saplis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. This show this evening is a must, really, for everyone, because we're talking health. And who can't benefit from a great show that reminds us about our most precious asset, and that is making sure that we take care of our health so that we live longer, we feel great. And that's why I'm, really excited that I have Ari Sukhir of Elytra Health here in studio with me. Thank you, Ari, for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's face it. There has been a recent trend towards health and fitness. Everyone knows you grab these health bars and, stay away from whatever. I don't want to start blasting, some of the trends that pick up a newspaper or magazine and you see what I'm talking about. Have you noticed that trend in your business?
So going back to, we have two business lines, that affiliated physicians world, which is a corporate health and wellness world. I think there I see it a lot. A lot of companies today, besides individuals, they want to do more in health and wellness. It's almost a fad. They want to do more with it. The big question is, what does that mean? So a lot of companies try a lot of different things, yoga, de-stress management, biometric type screenings and education. So in that world, I see it a lot. In the exam world, a little bit, in that people want to talk about it. So you talked about exercise physiology. It's had a great place within the exam in today's environment. Mm-hmm. But from the overall exam itself, it's an annual exam. I don't think it's impacted outside of that too much. Mm-hmm. But I definitely see it. I mean, in the corporate space, it's very, very big. And a hot topic.
Now, before I get to something that I hope I'm not going to be putting you on the spot by talking about some real life stories, success stories about how you've, saved people's lives, if I may. And obviously, I respect that, confidentiality naturally. But just one business question, if I could, and that is, when I walked in, and we talked about it earlier in the show, the entire experience was something I did not expect. Like you said, I knew I was going for a physical. I expected to go to a doctor's office, and yet it was a hotel-like setting. How important is this to give over? Because there are many small and medium-sized business owners that listen to this show, that you have to really think through the customer experience and not just say, hey, they're coming to learn how they could live longer, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if the building looks like it was decorated 50 years ago. How important is it to think through the entire customer experience?
It's paramount. It's so, so important. I like giving simplicity and efficiency. People forget. And I think employees of companies or even clients, I don't like saying people are lazy. We're not lazy. We work hard. We're focused. If it's not simple for us as the end user, they're not going to utilize. They're just not going to appreciate the experience. They're not going to refer. I use an example with our flu shot world. If there's a company with 1,000 employees in Midtown Manhattan and they have 4 floors on 230 Park or whatever the address is, mm-hmm. If you do a flu shot program on one of the floors only, you will see 200 out of 1,000 people. If you do a flu shot program 2 hours on each of the floors, you will literally double that utilization. People aren't lazy. People are busy. People don't have the time. You need to simplify, make it efficient, make it easy. Your point is great. Yeah, they're coming to a medical space for their health. In order for them to walk away and really want to refer, talk about the experience, it has to be more than just the clinical. The clinical is great.
Right.
But the experience is so important. And that's what the base of our model is. You don't get that in today's medical world environment. It doesn't exist. So,
a couple of months back, we had the COO of Peloton on the show. And it actually was one of the Take 5 columns of Mishpacha as well. And he also talked about the whole experience. Someone that gets a Peloton, they could just ship it with some shipping company, but they realize, a guy walking in with muddy boots and walking through, it just doesn't work. You're buying this $3,000 machine, this whole experience. He had to fit, and he realized that was his weakest point, and they established white glove delivery service for that. I mean, it's...
And it's sometimes it's hard because it might cost more money to deliver that. Right. But it really makes that
makes
big a difference.
And that's the experience.
Yeah.
That's what Now, I've been waiting to get to this question from the beginning of the show. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, and feel free to, you know, take a pass and say, yes, like none of your business, but I'm just going to ask it anyways. I hope it's okay. Thank God in my case, I came in. It was a healthy checkup. He pointed out what needed to be addressed. You know, what happens typically? You're dealing with C-level executives. I mean, was there ever a case where someone walked in and the doctor says, hey, you know, we're going to have to rush you over to the hospital straight from here. You're not going home tonight. I mean, am I allowed to ask you?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I don't provide any detail about the patient, we can go there. So there's like three different types of patients. We end up with a patient that's healthy and everything checks out great with some follow-up. There's patients where there are some borderline issues. Then you have patients with significant issues. And then you have what I call, you know, very significant issues that requires immediate
care. And they didn't even realize it when they walked in.
They didn't, absolutely. Many not. Majority of patients are not walking, are not coming in. We're not uncovering, you know, a time bomb in, right. you know, high percentage of patients. That doesn't
happen.
But
it seems that it's happened.
But, absolutely. We had a couple of really, really, I mean, fascinating cases. We had a male executive that came in a couple of months ago, 50 to 60 year old, healthy guy, works out four times a week, great shape, traveling to on a family trip tomorrow with the family, and he came in for the exam the day prior. Did a stress test. The stress test was negative, which means no immediate blockage. We end up doing we do the coronary calcium score based on his cholesterol levels and some other family history. The calcium score was in the 2000 range, which is basically at the 99.9% level for that age and gender. We have cardiology, like I mentioned before, on site. So we moved him to cardiology. They did a nuclear stress test. He ended up getting a triple bypass the next day.
Wow.
Now this is a healthy, healthy guy. They call it the widowmaker. You know, people have heard that term. It's the widowmaker because you don't actually feel any symptoms on that. The guy was, I mean, obviously super thankful. He ended up going to on his trip a few weeks or a few months later. He sent us like cases of wine. He was in Napa Valley. we had a case of that. We had other cases with cardiac too, where it wasn't a bypass the next day, but we had a 37 year old individual that came in. Not the healthiest individual, but there's no reason in the world to be worried about anything as significant as an actual blockage. Actual blockage. It was a holiday weekend. He ended up getting three stents placed that weekend. You know, in the blood work, sometimes we pick up some significant findings that you wouldn't expect. So it's you know, when it happens, it's for the team. It's just such a great. I mean, you don't ever want anyone to have any issues, but just being able to help someone in those situations is beyond amazing. So it's been eye opening.
Is there a particular age that someone should really wrap their head around this and say, you know, I really should start thinking of this full day physical exam?
So we like telling people, you know, you should be monitoring and watching your health. Our clientele also it ranges. It's from 30-year-old. All the way up to 60 plus to 70. There's the cost component, so that sometimes skews it a little bit higher. But you know, we at 40 years old, you know, even younger than that, that's when these issues start coming up. One of the things that works very, very well in the model that we have so much data. When you go to the doctor and they tell you to be healthier, because 2% of the population can have a cardiac event, that's nice and not as meaningful compared to when we show you a picture of your arteries and you see the blockage. So that really, really, so that even if the issue is not significant today, if you're in you don't want to be in the 50th percentile at 38 years old. So, you know, we tell people ongoing monitoring and being proactive is important. But, you know, once people are hitting 40, they start feeling it, they haven't done anything, that's when I think people really start coming.
We're speaking with Ari Sukir of Alitra Health. And again, to find out more about Alitra, what would be the best way?
Our website, alitrahealth.com. Alitra, that's E-L-I-T-R-A health.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. Just quickly want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home. It's going to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Good luck. Ari, let's get back in the few remaining minutes that we have. Elytra Health. Now, again, for people to find out more information, how can they find out?
Website is okay. Going to be the best spot, ElytraHealth.com, E-L-I-T-R-A, ElytraHealth.com.
Now, what are some of the – I don't know if it's a fair question because it's the whole process is so comprehensive, but – do you have any short-term or long-term goals? Like,
sure.
Can I put you on the spot with that?
Yeah, sure.
So, okay.
I mean, short-term goals, Elytra, it's an offshoot of an existing company brand. A lot of our management team is the same. A lot of the clinical team is the same, but it's still a new brand. So in the short term, you know, my primary focus, historically for me, I've been very heavily involved in operations, in experience, but my focus has been on growing the brand. Brand awareness is a whole, you know, whole new world, you know, for us in this world. So my short-term focus is really continuing to sell and grow the brand, and we've made phenomenal progress in our first 12 months and to really push that. So it's the sales, marketing, partnership world for me. We're always looking at the exam itself, what else we can offer, you know, talking to our patients, what will make things even more convenient and even, you know, even better. There's a ton that we are already doing there. There's not much more we can do, but, you know, dental came up as an option. You're there for the day. You know, you're there for five, 6 hours. So those are the type of things that we're looking to improve on the experience. You know, longer term, we're very confident in our progress, and we want to look for additional regional centers. You know, from just from a business standpoint, you're selling and marketing. We're in New York City. Mm-hmm. It's a day. We get a lot of people that travel from all over the tri-state. We get people that travel nationally. We have people that travel internationally. A lot of Chinese patients, Russian patients.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, fascinating. Oman. I mean, the from the places that we. We, you know, as we grow and when we hit capacity, our goal is going to be to look at other regional centers on the East Coast.
And to give them the complete same experience that you have downtown Manhattan.
The complete same experience.
Before I get to my final question, I just have to sneak in another quick question. I mean, you're doing this. It's a business. There's a financial model. But it must feel pretty special. You are enabling people to live longer lives.
I mean, there's no question. For me, and I don't meet every patient. I don't see every patient. But I get it from the staff. they love what they do. I mean, our people love working. They love interacting with the people, and they love being able to provide really a healthcare option. I say, if you ask any doctor, this is the ideal way to deliver medical service. They just can't afford to do it, right. In the insurance world.
Right.
And from the patients, patients too, this is the ideal way to get medical. So the staff absolutely, they love it. They're thrilled. And, for me, that's amazing. And, secondarily, in the medical world, to provide a customer service at this level for me is just really, really satisfying. We haven't had, our satisfaction rate is literally 100%. A lot of our business is driven through referrals, and people walk away as much as they knew beforehand. Once they go through it,
right,
they walk away with, I got to share this with people. Like, right. how is this not, So that's it's been great. It's been a great ride.
All right, the time goes very fast here on the show. Any final thoughts for the listeners of Mind Your Business from your vantage point as COO of Alitra Health?
I mean, I think we hit on it before. People are busy. People, they focus on what's in front of them, and sometimes it's hard to take a step back to be proactive about health. If it's at Alitra or if it's wherever it is, take a step back, assess where you're at, and, do it now. Don't wait. We don't want to see people coming in when the issues are happening. So do as best as you can. And as employers, do what you can to just also encourage and promote your people to just be a little more proactive.
Special. And before I let you go again, how can people find out more information?
Our website's the best spot, elitrahealth.com, E-L-I-T-R-A, health.com. Our phone number's there. We have a live chat to talk to our concierge scheduling people, so elitrahealth.com.
Ari Sukier of Alitra Health, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.